好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那今天讲到的题目是脱离律法的原生态。
The sermon title today is the original ecology separated from the law.
我们讲到先有一个时间祷告，把主权交给神。
Let's pray before the preaching.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
求神在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
May the Lord have your sovereignty in us.
愿意神在我们当中继续的掌权。
May God just have the control in us.
好，让我们的心思意念全然归主。
So that our whole heart just belong to you.
谢谢恩主，听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，脱离律法的原生态。
The original ecology is separated from the law.
我们就需要清楚什么是律法的原生态呢？
Then we just need to know what is the original nature of the law.
就是简单的讲，就是律法来到世上的时候的光景啊。
To speak simply, this is the situation when the law came into the world.
其实也是我常常跟大家讲的，每一个人都有他自己生活的时空态，对吧？
And that is what I usually mention. That is called the state of time and the space.
不同的人做不同的事情，在不同的时候生活的，他都有他自己所面对的时间和空间的光景，对吧？
Every person and his own time and the space and just doing his own thing.
那律法的原生态指的是什么呢？
So what is the nature of the law?
简单的讲，律法是怎么来的？
That means, where did the law come from?
是谁颁布的？
Who promulgated it?
谁领受的？
And who received it?
那当时的结果如何呢？
Also, what was the result?
对以后的影响又怎样呢？
And what is the impact?
它的历史源流又是如何呢？
Also, what is the historical origin?
那又为什么今天我们要说要脱离这样的律法的原生态呢？
And what today we talk about that we should separate just from it?
这是今天这个讲到的题目的由来了。
So this is the origin of today's sermon title.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
与生俱来的捆绑。
Innate bondage.
怎么看这个问题呢？
How do we look at this?
从圣经启示的进程来看呢？
From the perspective of the process of biblical revelation.
圣经走过了创世纪一到十一章的普遍启示，对吧？
The Bible has gone through various historical stages, including the general revelation in Genesis chapter 1 to 11.
我常常或者曾经在门训当中跟大家讲过一个圣经的基本分类，大家还记得吗？
And do you still remember in the discipleship class, I just talked about how to categorize that in the Bible.
如果要将圣经分段分成两个大部分的话呢，第一段就是创世纪的一到十一章，十二章到启示录就是第二大段。
The first part is Genesis chapter 1 to 11, and the second big part, that is from Genesis chapter 12 to the Revelation.
这个基本上就是一到十一章，上帝要对全人类每一个人说话。
In Genesis chapter 1 to 11, God talked to the whole mankind.
那从第十二章，从亚伯拉罕开始到启示录，上帝要对他的选民和他的教会说话。
From Genesis chapter 12 to Revelation, and God just talked to his elect, also the church.
从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各始祖，从迦南下到埃及，从这个历史来看呢？
From the ancestor Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob just went down from Canaan to Egypt.
那接下来就是摩西带领以色列人出埃及，进旷野，返迦南，对吧？
The next is Moses led Israelites out of Egypt, entering the wilderness, returning to Canaan.
然后约书亚之后，他们就经历了经四师，经过四世纪，建王国，毁家园，被掳掠，居列国，神应许回家园，使满足，基督临，对吧？
So after Joshua, they just went through the judges, establishing the kingdom.Destroyed the homeland and being just plundered, and with the living in the nations with God's promises, also returning home, also at the fulfillment of time.
这些不同的历史阶段其实就是律法在不同的时空当中的延伸。
So with this historical period, it just shows how the law just extend in this history.
比如说对挪亚前大洪水人类的审判。
For example, just like a judge stood before Noah.
其实就是律法终极大审判的一个预表，大家有没有想到呢？
And it just shows that this the human judgment of the great flood before Noah was the type of the final judgment of the law.
Yeah, 神在伊甸园里对亚当的吩咐也是这样子啊。
It's the same with God's instruction to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
它其实是律法的一个雏形，最早期的那个律法形式。
Actually, that was a prototype of the law.
对该隐的审判责备也是律法的表达方式啊。
The rebuke of to Cain was an extension of the law.
Yeah, 从始祖到以色列人的经历是律法成型的初级阶段。
The experience from the patriarchs and to the Israelites was the initial stage.Of the formation of the laws and also just left the many and that kind of the initial stage.
而且我们也看见不难发现有许多神的子民在接触律法的时候留下不同的不成熟的痕迹，对吧？
We also can see about the God's elect, they also left the many traces of immaturity.
被掳归回之后的犹太人呢？
After the Jews returned from the captivity,
其实又被法利赛人将律法披上律法主义的外衣来牢笼捆绑神的子民了。
The Pharisees addressed the law in the cloak of the legalism.
所以被主耶稣斥责为你们是假冒为善的人了。
And they were just rebuked by the Lord Jesus as hypocrites.
以上讲的这些呢，基本上就是保罗要我们所面对的律法的原生态了。
So all what I just mentioned above, that is the original ecology of the law that Paul wanted us to think about and face.
所以从保罗的这个观察的角度来看呢，历史的原律法的原生态讲的就是律法在历史当中的残缺表达了。
So from what Paul just expressed, that is that has been the, it shows us that it's been the incompletely received in history.
当然以色列人有这种残缺的领受却不失为保存以及传承律法立下了不朽的功勋或者说是成就吧。
Actually, with this incomplete receiving, it just can still be regarded as an immortal achievement of preservation and inheritance.
所以我们说以色列人将摩西律法完整的保存下来实在是神的恩典。以至于受惠于万民都得惠得好处，对吧
？So therefore, at the fact that the Israelites preserve the law of Moses intact is indeed God's grace and benefit all peoples.
其次呢是残缺中的领受。
Secondly, acceptance in the incompleteness.
摩西上西乃山领受十诫的时候呢
？When Moses is just going to the Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments,
我们可以看到也不平静，是一波三折的，对吧
？It was just full of a twists and a turns.
以色列人在山下等摩西。
The Israelites waited for Moses at the bottom, the down the mountain.
等了四十天。
They waited for Moses 40 days.
等不及了。
So they just could no longer wait for him.
就筑起了金牛犊来拜偶像。
Then they just made a golden calf and worship him.
有没有想过为什么
？Have you thought about why?
因为他有一个。在埃及生活的原生态在影响着他们在旷野 之路的行走、啊、
Because the Israelites they just have this original ecology and when they were in Egypt、
他们对待摩西在山上与神在沟通的那份如此感动的这种时刻这种光景无感、啊、没感觉
they are just indifferent to how Moses that went up to the mountain andSinai and to stay with God.
想过为什么无感吗
？Have you thought about why they don't have feel? They cannot feel it.
跟耶稣在克西马尼园在祷告的时候，门徒睡觉无感，到底是一样的。
It's the same, just like Jesus when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the disciples they are indifferent to that.
想过什么原因吗
？Have you thought about the reason?
圣经没有讲，但从耶稣的对话中可以感受得到。
The Bible does not say, but we can just tell from their conversation.
耶稣对彼得对十二个门徒说：“你们不能够为我此时此刻的光景警醒片刻吗
？”Jesus just told the disciples, "Can you just be alert, be cautious, and pray?"
也如同摩西的一生，一个无声的一个期盼。你们我在山上去领受十诫，你们不能在山下为我在山上的时候警醒片刻吗？
It's just like Moses' silent prayer, and can you just be alert and just pray while I was on the Mount of Sinai?
今天教会生活也是一样啊。
It's the same for today's church life.
牧师礼拜四在写讲章，你们不能为我警醒片刻吗？
Pastor was writing the sermon on the Thursday. Can you just be alert and pray for pastor?
要教会在预备宣教、进行传福音、做见证的事上，大家不可以为此去警醒祷告、去警醒片刻吗？
And the church is just doing the schedule and just for the short-term mission trip. Can you just be alert and pray?
因着无知、无感，也就做起恶事来了。
Because of ignorance, also indifferent to it. So it is to the evil thing.
下山一看，看到的情况就怒从胆边生啊。
When Moses came down from the mountain and just took a look, and he was just so angry.
这一群人筑起金牛犊来，对着金牛犊在发起敬拜赞美了。
And he just saw the Israelites, they were just worshiping this, the golden calf.
摩西当时就气不打一处来，把从山上请回来的两块石板给摔碎了。
Moses was so angry that he broke the tablets of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, 为了实践出上帝所赐的十诫呢?
In order to practice the Ten Commandments.
犹太人其实拉比们呢、啊、文士们呢、啊、老师们呢、啊、经学老师们也是煞费苦心，根据十诫就发展出犹太律法613条啊。
So with the so the Jews and the rabbis and the scribes, they even compiled 613 commandments.
久而久之，这613条戒律呢，甚至与十诫是同等地位了。
Gradually, these 613 commandments even became equal to the Ten Commandments.
其实这渐渐就成为以色列人生命的一个负担，一个担子了。
This became a burden on the lives of the Israelites.
一方面，以色列人要透过守律法来讨神的喜悦啊。
On one hand, the Israelites wanted to please God by keeping the law.
但是另一方面，以色列又不得不面对自己守不全律法的痛苦。
However, on the other hand, the Israelites failed to keep the law completely.
这种痛苦又形成生命中无法调节的张力。
This kind of pain just created an uncontrollable tension in their lives.
我想这也是回归的以色列人会产生法利赛的虚假的原因了。
I guess this is maybe the reason why and this themThat the hypocrisy of the first just has a room.
神的律法在这里，然后以色列人要遵行，对吧
？God's law is here, and the Israelites had to have to obey.
但是又遵行不全，守不全这个律法怎么办呢
？However, they just cannot keep the law completely. What can they do?
那就穿个长袍呗。
They just wear the long robes.
就跑到大马路上去，大声的祷告，说明自己多圣洁呗。
And just went on the street and just prayed loudly to show how holy they are.
呀，这也是以色列人之中为什么会产生法利赛人的虚假的原因所在了。
And that is also the reason why the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and just stay there.
最后是活人中的律法。
Finally, the law among the living.
保罗在这里怎么说呢？
How did Paul say?
他说：“弟兄们，我现在对明白律法的人说，你们岂不晓得律法管人是在活着的时候吗
？”So Paul said, "Or do you not know, brothers? For I'm speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives."
这句话今天听起来，我们觉得好像稀疏平常，会不会啊？
Do you think it's kind of ordinary to hear this?
但这却是当时以色列人的思维的死角啊。
But that was a blind spot in the thinking of the Israelites.
他们也从未想过这个问题啊。
They never thought about this.
原来律法的目的乃是为人子所设立的。
They never thought that the purpose of the law was to establish it for the Son of Man.
呀，别说那个时候，就是今天，人们对人子的观念也是不清楚的。
Not even that time, even today, and people are not clear about the concept of the Son of Man.
而人子却是耶稣口头中常常提到的名词啊。
However, the Son of Man is what Jesus oftentimes mentioned.
他在马可福音二章二十八节说：“人子也是安息日的主啊。”
In Mark 2:28, Jesus said, "So the Son of Man is the Lord, is Lord, even of the Sabbath."
可能我们很多人听了这句话都无感、无知、也无奈，对吧
？Maybe a lot of us we heard that, but we just have no feeling.
也不愿意去深深思考一下。
We don't want to think deeper.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
一是指耶稣基督的神人二性，他是人子啊。
First, it refers to the divine and the human natures of Jesus Christ.
他是以人子的身份来行出神子的权柄。
And he exercised the authority of the Son of God as the Son of Man.
另外一方面，则是指律法是为了活着的人而设立的。
On the other hand, it means that the law was established for living people.
他说安息日是为人子设立的。
And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man.
安息日是为人设立的，而人不是为安息日设立的。大家听懂这话吧？
The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
这是解开律法奥秘的关键了，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is the key to unlocking the mystery of the law.
也是我们走出生命的无感的一个关键。
And that is a key for us to just walk out of the no feeling.
我们要凭着信心活出律法的保障来。
And we just need to live out the law just by faith.
记住，律法是活人的律法。
Just remember, the law is for living people.
而不是死人的律法。
And not for dead people.
活人是有感的。
The people who's alive has a feeling.
死人才无感。
Only the one who already died has no feeling.
求神帮助我们有复活的生命，复活出我们生命当中的感动、感觉。和感知出来，好不好？
May God just let us have the life of resurrection. Also, we have the feeling.
我相信这句话也是圣灵感动我才说的。那有耳可听的，就应当听了。
I believe I said this was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and whoever has ears, please listen.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
活着与死的转换。
The transition between life and the death.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们知道律法的功用就是指出人有罪啊。
The function of the law is to point out that people are guilty.
而罪的工价乃是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
因此律法的本质就是人活着与死亡之间的较量或转换，对吧？
Therefore, the essence of the law is the contest or transformation between human life and death.
那怎么看这个主题呢？
How do we look at this topic?
活着与死的转换。
So the transition is between life and death.
首先活着就当面对律法了。
So when we are alive, we need to face the law.
因为人只要活着，就必须面对律法，对不对？
As long as people live, they must face the law.
保罗是以夫妻关系作为例子来说明这个问题。
Paul took the relationship between husband and wife as example.
他说，女人的丈夫还活着的时候呢，就被丈夫的律法所约束着呀。
He said that a woman is bound by the law of her husband while her husband is alive.
那如果有一天丈夫死了，女人就脱离了律法的丈夫的律法了。
If the husband dies, the woman is freed from the law of her husband.
这个比喻很形象，对不对？
This said that the metaphor is a very vivid.
呀，如果丈夫还活着，女人就爬上别的男人的床上，保罗称之为淫妇啊。
While her husband is still alive, and a woman just crossed into the bed with another man, and
丈夫一死，女人就脱离了丈夫的律法呀。
When her husband died, and the woman is freed from her husband's law.
那这个时候再婚也就不能称为是淫妇了。
If she remarries, then she can no longer be called an adulterer.
呀，夫妻关系也是如此了。
This is true of the relation between husband and wife.
跟其他的事情也是同样的道理啊。
And it is true of other things as well.
每一个人活在世上都被不同的律法约束的，对吧？
Everyone living in the world is bound by different laws.
你上班你就要守时间啊。
If you go to work, you need to keep the time.
你不能迟到啊。
You just cannot be late.
迟到一次可以，大家看你工作那么努力，就原谅你呗。
If you just you're late for work once, maybe they're okay because you work so diligently.
迟到两次也还好了。
If twice, maybe it's still okay.
迟到三次呢？
What about three times?
那就不同的文化、不同的公司就不同的对待了。
But with this kind and the different culture and background of the company, they have
a different way to treat you. 有些可以容忍你迟到五六次，都还是警告你、警告你，对吧？
Some company maybe they can tolerate you, but give you the warning.
那如果说像日本的公司，可能就没那么好了，第三次就把你解雇了。
If it's a Japanese company, if you're three times, maybe they will fire you.
不同的律法，不同的人生，对吧？
So different law and with a different life.
无一例外的。
And there's no exception.
但可能你也是很无感的，怎么我迟个到就把我解雇了，我无感呢？可不可以呢？
Maybe you just feel nothing. You think like, how can you just fire me because I was late to work?
我有我的原生家庭成长的背景，我就不需要守时，怎么的怎么的怎么的，对吧？也有这种情况啊。
Some people may think they just have their own just original family's background. Why they have to keep the time?
你无感只能活在你的被窝里边，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, if you are just indifferent to the things, you can only just live this in your own just
boundaries. 你钻出你的被窝，你就开始要守这个家庭的律法了。
If so, and you just have to follow this law.
你不能够面对这个世界、这个家庭、这个人生无法无天，像秃驴打伞一样啊。
You cannot just face this world and without any to keep the law.
所以用律法来解释人生也是很形象的。
Therefore, and to use the law to explain about the life is also.
那可能有些人就说：“哎呀，律法这么坏，不要它算了，取消算了。”
Maybe some people say the law is no good. Why don't we just abolish that?
别忘了，律法是出于上帝的，出于神的。
But don't forget, law is from the God.
律法的本身没有问题，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, law by itself is no problem.
那问题在哪里啊？
Then what is the problem?
问题是我们面对律法的态度，弟兄姐妹。
The problem is our attitude towards the law.
其次呢，死亡也就脱离了律法了。
Secondly, death means freedom from the law.
人死了，这个人律法就管不了他了。
When a person dies and he's released from the law,
大家有的时候说，哎，死了算了，不管了，也是想挣脱律法的管束、约束，对吧？
Sometimes people just have the word to say, oh, why? I just go ahead. I just want to die, so I don't need to keep the law.
呀，此话不假。
Well, the statement is true.
但是如果我们的理解仅仅如此，就对经文了解太肤浅，就不全面了。
But if it is just this, it just does not fully understand the scriptures.
那保罗在这里到底在讲什么呢？
So what does Paul mean here?
基督的道成肉身，舍命十字架。
Christ's incarnation and his sacrifice of life on the cross.
而且他还从死里复活了。
And also resurrection from the dead.
那基督所做的这一切意义在哪里呢？
What is the meaning for Christ, for what he did?
这对我们很重要啊。
This is so important to us.
其实基督所做的一切就是在满足上帝的律法。
All that Jesus Christ did is to fulfill, satisfy the requirement of the law.
他是如何满足上帝的律法呢？
How did he satisfy and the requirement of the law?
耶和华对亚当说嘛，你吃的日子必定死啊。
God told Adam, the day you eat the fruit, you will die.
上帝这句话就是律法呀。
What God said, that is the law.
如果有人犯了这个律法，要追讨人的罪的。
If someone just go against the law, and God would just just punish him.
怎么追讨呢？
How did God do that?
罪的工价乃是死，你犯了罪就得死嘛。
The wages of sin is death, so you will die if you just go against that.
耶稣基督就是来满足这个律法的。
So Jesus Christ came to fulfill and this law.
因为人死不起，人死就如灯灭，就没了。
Because once a person died and he's gone.
不是如灯灭了，是下到地狱里边去了。
It's not he just like the light shut off. It's just like he will go to hell.
呀，从此呢？罪的工价乃是死。
From then on, the wages of sin is death.
所以人就在耶稣来之前，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，就从摇篮到坟墓就死去了。
So from the cradle and to the grave, actually, and we just die just because of the sin.
但是谁叫上帝除了公义圣洁，他还有怜悯慈爱呢？
But God not only is holy and righteous, also he is has mercy and love.
所以因为这个缘故，耶稣来到世上来为我们成就这件事情嘛。
Due to this, Jesus Christ that came to the world and to fulfill this.
你死不起，我来替你死。
You are not able to afford to die, and I will come to.
耶稣是神人二性，他死了可以从死里复活呀。
Jesus Christ is divinity of that.As God and man, and He just died for us.
他担当所有罪人的罪债啊。
He just bear all this the debt of sins.
以至于使得凡是已经相信耶稣基督的人来说呢，死亡和罪孽对他就失去了功用了。
Therefore, for the one believing Jesus Christ, and the death has no longer has authority.
因着耶稣基督的死命，因着耶稣基督的舍命。死亡对神儿女来讲不再起律法作用了。
So due to Jesus Christ's mission, so death has no longer have the function.
这是福音的核心内容，对吧？
So this is the core contents of the gospel.
也是我们对永生的盼望啊。
It is also our hope.
因为人因为相信耶稣就已经可以出死入生了。
Because people believe in Jesus Christ, they can pass from death to life.
从此死亡的毒钩再也不能吞吃我们的生命了。
Also, the sting of death can no longer devour our lives.
好，最后是复活可结果子给神了。
Finally, resurrection can bear fruit to God.
复活的生命是可以结出圣灵的果子，这我们知道，对吧？
So the resurrected life and can just bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
因为这是圣徒生命使然呐，只要你信了主，真信了主， 你会结出圣灵果子的。
Because it is a result of the life of the saints.
同时，这也是生死两条道路上的选择呀。
At the same time, this is also the choice between life and the death.
一条呢是活在律法之下的人。
One is the people who live under the law.
看重的是行为的规范。
They value behavioral norms.
道德的要求。
Moral requirements.
伦理的完美。
And ethical perfection.
结果呢，他有一条路，人以为正确的通向死亡之路。
However, in the end, they are on the road to death.
第二条路，活在基督的救恩之下的人。
So the other path is the person lives under the salvation of Christ.
那是凭着信心胜过死亡的捆绑。
He overcomes the bondage of death by faith.
他就超越了律法之下的规条。
So transcends the regulations under the law.
转向去讨神的喜悦。
And turns to please God.
这就结出圣灵的果子了。
And in this way, and to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵的九个果子是什么呢？
What are the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit?
这是大家都很熟悉的，对吧？
And we're all familiar with that.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，对吧？
And they are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and the self-control.
其实这九个果子就是一个果子。
In fact, it is just one fruit.
只不过它有九个面相。
But with the nine aspects.
是一个缺一不可的整体的生命啊。
None of which can be missing.
复活的生命就结果子。
The resurrection life bears the fruit.
相反，你就结不出果子来啊。
Otherwise, there will be no fruit.
如果我们的生命一直没有这九个果子。
If we just keep not bearing these nine fruits.
我们可能需要问问自己，你到底得救没有啊？
We may ask ourselves, am I really saved?
你如果真得救，为什么结不出圣灵的果子来呢？
If you are saved, well, how come you just cannot bear the fruit of this, the fruit?
趁着耶和华还可寻找的时候，赶紧去悔改归向神。
While you can still look for God, just repent and return.
好，我们来看第三点，心灵诚实的释放。
Let's look at the third point, the release of spiritual honesty. 圣
经说我们一生的果效由心发出啊。
The Bible says that the result of our life comes from the heart.
因此我们的心灵诚实就成了我们向神交账的一个凭证了，对不对？
Therefore, the honesty of our spirit becomes the evidence for our account to God.
那我们应该如何看待这个心灵诚实的释放呢？
So how do we look at this and then how do we just get release of the spiritual the honesty?
首先是律法而生的恶念或者恶欲了。
First, the evil thoughts arising from the law.
那我们一听起来觉得很奇怪，对吧？
When we heard this, and we thought, it's
something strange. 怎么律法还会生出恶念来呢？
How can the law give rise to evil thoughts?
会不会感到有些蒙圈呢？
Would it be a bit confusing?
其实这实在是保罗神学的一大贡献。
This is truly a great contribution of Paul's theology.
因为我们知道律法是神所赐的呀。
We know the law was given by God.
律法本身不可能生出恶念来啊。
And law by itself does not produce evil thoughts.
为什么保罗会这么说呢？
But how come Paul said this?
他的上下文背景是讲什么意思呢？
What is the background and context of this?
我们可以往前再想多一步，对吧？
We can think further.
就是当律法与罪人相遇的时候会发生什么事情？
So when the law encounters sinners, what would happen?
那么律法就会指出人的罪来了。
When law encounters sinners, it points out their sins.
它指出人的罪来会发生什么事情呢？
When the law points out people's sin, what will happen?
比如说律法说不可贪婪，对吧？
For example, the law says, "Thou shalt not be greedy."
这个罪人一听，咦，贪婪是什么？
When a sinner heard this, and they would say, "Hey, so what is greed?"
好玩吗？
Isn't it fun?
何不去试一试呢？
So when to try it?
你发现没有？律法一指出人的罪，罪人的心。就被挑动起来了。
So when the law just point out people's sin, and then that will stir up the people's sinful heart.
随之而来的就是跃跃欲试的手舞足蹈了。
And what follows is the dancing with excitement.
从现象学的角度来观察呢？
Observe from a phenomenological perspective.
就是一个原本好像貌似并没有犯罪的罪人，他会怎么样呢？
And It's just like when the sinners who did not commit any crime yet. So what's going to happen?
因着律法指出他的罪来。
Because the law pointed out of the sins.
反倒将贪婪的罪活泛起来了。
It was just that manifested the crime of greed.
比如说我对某某事情无感，对吧？
For example, I'm indifferent to something.
就说你要守教会的规矩啊。
For example, you need to follow the rules in a church.
当教会指出有人这样的罪的时候呢？
When a church just points out someone just have the sin on this, not following the rule.
就完全有可能把不守规矩的这个罪活泛起来了。
And this will just stir up, and this kind of the sin not following the rule.
好像你越说我，我就越是要跟你抵抗到底啊。
Seems like the more you say about me, then I will just fight to resist that up to the end.
这真的不是哪一个人的问题，乃是罪人与律法之间的关系就是如此。
So this is not any individual person. That is the relation between the law and the sin.
其次呢，现今就脱离了律法。
Secondly, you are now free from the law.
脱离律法又是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be free from the law?
这个问题不讲清楚，容易惹很多祸呀。
If we do not explain clear about this, and we'll just cause trouble.
以前在我们教会有一个姐妹，她曾经是这个误会。
So in the past, and the church, there's a sister, she has a misunderstanding.
她问我，哎，牧师，这个脱离律法，就以后不用守律法喽？
And she said, Pastor, so when we are free from the law, meaning we don't need to just obey the law.
她好高兴的，以后可以无法无天，想做什么就做什么了。
And then she said, then that means in the future, I can just do whatever I want.
我们现在是，我是现在住在美国嘛。
And now, I live in the United States.
有点像是美国人，他们人们常常说的有一个词叫做黑命贵，听过没有？
So just like in the United States, and there's a term just called a Black Lives Matter.
在加州的超市抢劫或者偷东西，在950块钱以下就不算为有罪，这成了加州律法呀。
And also, and there's that in California, if someone just commit a crime to rob a store market under $950,
这个律法这些话语一说出去会发生什么事情呢？
So when people say this, what's going to happen?
黑命贵继续在非洲抢劫了，在加州抢劫了。
So the so-called Black Lives Matter, just those terms, however, and those.The people still do just do the robbery in California.
听说好像最近他们要改律法，改了这一条，不知道有没有改，不知道。
We just heard the saying says they may just change the law. We don't know if they did it or not.
那不在加州的人听到这个话，心里边就开始动了。
Then people not in California when they heard this and their heart is moved.
有些人也想想，什么时候去加州一趟，或者去纽约也行啊。
So those people are just thinking about when to go to California or New York.
去偷个东西，跑到超市去把什么 mini iPad 拿两个，刚好950块钱以内，反正不犯法，抢回来偷回来，多好玩啊
！They may just think just go to the to steal those mini iPads. Why not?
去到纽约就更有意思了。
And go to the New York, it's maybe even more interesting.
纽约是怎么回事呢
？So what's happened in New York?
这些非法移民去到纽约，可以去到人家里边住。主人不可以赶得走。
Those illegal immigrants, they can just live in other people's home at will, and the homeowner just cannot drive them away.
如果主人赶他们走，还犯法。
If the homeowner drive them away, and it's illegal.
有时候我心想，这是什么世道？这是对吧
？And so I was thinking, so what kind of world is this?
那保罗的意思是什么呢
？So what does Paul mean?
保罗不是说脱离律法就可以去违法，不是这个意思。
Paul does not mean that once you're free from the law and you can just disobey the law.
保罗说的是基督已经为我们死了。
What Paul means is that Christ has died for us.
所以律法当中致人死的那个功用被破除了。
And the law's function of causing death has been eliminated.
从此原本因为罪而被律法判定有罪的罪人且死的人如今因耶稣基督的救赎就脱离了律法。
So people who were originally condemned to death by the law because of their sins are now freed from the law through the redemption of Christ.
这里讲的律法是对着人的罪性，而不是对着人的罪行，听得懂吗
？Here, the law is talking about the human sinful nature, not the sin act.
最后要按照心灵的新样来做事。
Finally, according to the newness of spirit.
什么叫做要按照心灵的新样，不按照遗文的旧样呢
？So what is that according to the newness of spirit, not according to the old way of manners?
原文中的心灵指的就是圣灵。
The Spirit in the original text refers to the Holy Spirit.
所以按照这个解释的话呢，就是按照圣灵的新样，不要按照以往的旧样。
Therefore, it is to be according to the newness of the Holy Spirit and not according to the old way of ritual.
而圣灵是三一真神的第三个位格，对吧？
The Holy Spirit is a third person of the Trinity.
他的同在是神对凡相信他的人的一个应许啊。
And his presence is a promise of God to all who believe in him.
圣灵的新样是指如今活着的不再是我呀。
The newness of the Holy Spirit means that it is no longer me who lives now.
Yeah, 这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是凡是仍按照遗文的旧样的我。
That is, the old me who still follows the rules in everything.
这个不再是我的那个我是指的这个意思。
And that is the meaning, this is the old me.
不再是过去的我。
Not the old me.
因为过去的我是凡是按照遗文的旧样那个我。
Because the old me, I just used to just follow all those rules and everything.
那新我又是什么样子的呢？
Then what is the new me?
就是基督在圣灵的随时帮助下，在我心里边活着，感动我，指导我，带领我，更新我，拯救我，并且在我心里掌王权，居首位啊。
But Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit at any time, living in my life, inspiring me, guiding me, leading me, renewing me, and saving me.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
原来律法的原生态在我们人软弱的时候呢，反倒使我们因律法而生出来的恶欲恶念，以至于死啊。
It just turns out that the original nature of the law, when we are still weak,actually causes us to have evil desires.
然而我们因着基督的舍命，使我们脱离了律法的审判，以心灵诚实且按照圣灵的光照活出耶稣基督的样式啊。
However, because of the sacrifice of Christ, we are freed from the judgment of the law and live out in likeness of Jesus Christ with integrity in spirit and according to the illumination of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你帮助我们脱离了原本律法的原生态啊。
Lord, we just thank you to help us to separate just from the nature of this law.
因为你是要让我们活，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我们里边活着。
Because now we are not living just by our old self, but we just living Christ.
求主带领我们的生命跟随耶稣基督。
May God guide our life, just follow Jesus Christ.
也求圣灵感动我，做我随时的帮助。
May the Holy Spirit just inspire my heart and just be my help.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.